Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have known this for quite some time, right? But we've been told to keep our mouths shut.
Yeah, you must keep your mouth shut, yes.
We're not allowed to say much. But today, we decided, you know what? Today perhaps is the right day. I mean, the 30th of November,
yes.
2022.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, a member of the team is expecting a baby!
A baby!
And his name is Nicholas Tatum. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
He's going to be a father.
So just for the record, no hands made tail nonsense happening here, okay? Nick is not with child himself. His beautiful wife, Sarah, is.
Yes.
And I mean, it's very fitting because hot on the heels of your first year wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Here comes baby Tatham.
Yeah, we didn't mess around.
No.
It was a nice honeymoon.
Clearly. No. We're on a schedule here. So massive congratulations to our sports lead and friend Nicholas and his beautiful wife Sarah.
Congratulations, man.
In fact, do we not have a
thing? We have a young gift of sort.
Oh, wow.
So we're also live.
To you and Sarah.
Right? Okay. But open it, Nick.
Do I have to open it?
Open it. This may be some of our finest work, actually.
We've done quite a bit there.
Look at those. What do they say?
Radio Gaga.
Cute.
Tucky Jr.
Yeah, nice. Because that is Nicholas's nickname.
Okay, nice.
Okay. The white one is just a waste of time because babies just mess on things. Okay.
Baby
Tatham and?
Sporty Sport.
Well done to Nick and Sarah.
Baby Tatham, amazing.
To you in just a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah.
So we've obviously known about it. We've been keeping quiet. And when you are excited because someone's having a baby, the first thing people ask is, boy,
what is
girl,
yeah,
boy,
is
girl.
Yeah.
And you guys don't want to know.
It's been stressful.
Yeah.
There have been a number of times where I've gone, let's just find out.
Yeah. Is it tradition for you or is it like you just want to experience the whole, hey, this is what you've brought to the world kind of
thing? No, it was bizarre. So our first visit to the gynecologist, they said, do you want to know? And we sort of looked at each other and we both said no.
Wow. Okay. Synchronized.
So, yeah.
Okay. Like so they still don't know. They will find out.
Ooh.
On the 12th of December.
14.
I'm saying 12 because I'll be at the hospital too.
Okay.
I'm also part of the family.
Stacey is that girl.
But the thing is, so for Nick and Sarah, they opted not to find out.
Yes.
The sexy surprise. It's going to be the biggest simple surprise of their lives. So KZN, chime in here. If you have had 1x, 2x, 5x babies, as a parent, did you want to know the sex of the baby? Like, was that like a thing? Or did you want to wait? Because, you know, being pregnant isn't stressful enough. Mm. The WhatsApp line is open, 061-792-9495.
On the 14th of December, Sporty Sporty.
Baby Sporty Sporty.
Will be launched into the universe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
Oh,
I really, really have no idea.
Good luck. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Someone sent me a book. You know what I mean? I've paged through it a bit.
I went to a class.
You read a thing or two. Yeah, like, so I mean, it's cute. Like, I'm fine. Everything is fine.
I'm just not going to sleep for the rest of my life.
No,
well,
Nicholas.
Nah, you're going to enjoy it, man. One more time, we'll say congratulations to you and Sarah. The nice way.
Congratulations.
And now on the back of that, we are asking, you know, because Nick and Sarah don't know the sex of their baby yet.
Yeah, they didn't want to
know. For them, it's like mystery. I want to find out on the day when this baby is launched and the doctor says, it's a blip.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Nick and Sarah are like, yay! Because either way, you're going to be happy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
your child, of course.
Yeah, can't really like
you don't have a choice.
Back.
No. Listen, baby Tatham has been percolating for 8.5 months. You have no choice. But we wanted to know from parents today, like, if you, when you find out that you are with child or there's going to be a baby, do you also not want to know? Did you never want to know? Do you feel like how could you possibly plan anything if you do not know? Obviously, no right or wrong answers. Entirely up to you. On the line, we have Eric from Kloof. How are you?
How's it?
How's it, guys?
Lekker. Okay, so you've been through the experience, or are you expecting just like Nicholas Tatham and his wife?
Negative, Spoon. I've been through it 3 times.
Oh.
Probably more fair to say my wife's been through it 3 times. I was interested observer.
Okay.
3 times, yeah.
Okay.
A bit of a vested interest. Yeah.
Yeah, slightly. You know what I mean? Showed up when you were supposed to, signed the right documents. Now, Eric, did you want to know the sex of all 3 babies? Or like how did it work in your house?
Yeah, so we're quite old-fashioned, so we wanted the old lucky dip, and we did that with the first one, and incredibly blessed to have a baby boy because I was desperate for a boy and my wife was desperate for a girl. So then you won.
Ding.
Yeah, always. So then we decided that we kind of, as you do, you know, the typical family will have a pigeon pair because that's how life works. And we tried for another one. My wife fell pregnant pretty quickly. And the pregnancy was complete opposite. So we convinced ourselves that it was going to be a girl. And we chose again not to find out because we quite liked the surprise thing. It worked well for us the first time. And the second time, my next son popped out. The gynae said to me, "Your son has a brother." And it was like, "No, you've got to be kidding." Anyway, I looked between his legs and very clearly I could see it was another boy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And very clearly could see it was mine, obviously.
Yes, naturally. And,
that's yours right there, yeah.
Naturally, yeah, exactly.
You recognized yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And so I thought I was done because the plan was two kids and I'd got two boys and I got off scot-free. I thought life was easy. And before we left hospital with our second child, my wife made me promise to at least try for a third. So when we, for her sake, that we found out whether it was a boy or girl, because by then she was desperate for a princess.
Yes.
And at one stage through the pregnancy, the guy, and he said, "Oh, he's 70%, it's another boy." So we had tears. Well, I nearly had my own fourball. So we had tears kind of all the way home. And then at our 4D scan, the lady doing the scan said, "You can go home and paint your room pink." So,
Congratulations, man. Well, you seem to have a nice family, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. And the princess has brought some balance.
As we do, Eric, as we do. Love to the princess, love to wifey, boys, and thank you very much. That's great. It just goes to show. Sometimes gynaes and OBGYNs can get it wrong.
Yeah, that's
likely. People have been told they're having the one, but in actuality they're going to have another.
Surprise.
So as the hour continues, parentals, this is your time to shine. Did you, as a parent-to-be, want to know the sex of your baby before birth? The WhatsApp line is open. Otherwise, be on a standby. Your news watch, your sport with new daddy Tatham on the way momentarily.
Sure.
And your traffic with Butle, all up next.
I mean, it worked for some people. For some people, it's tradition. For some people, don't want to get too attached, you know, in case there's a problem. For some people, it's just like, "Oh, I want the doctor to say, this is what you've welcomed to the world." Now, according to research, just to wrap this up, Gallup, 47% of people actually don't want to know the sex of the baby before it's born.
47%?
Yeah. 51% want to know. They're rushing.
Those are the people who stay at the club after the lights come on. Those are those people. Yeah, clearly.
And So here's a mess up of all the voice notes that you sent through and where you land on whether it's more important for you to know the sex of your baby before it's born or after.
Hey, guys. I have two children, a boy and a girl. I did not want to know, and we did not find out what we were having until the baby was born.
Hi, Jane Stacey, it's Jacqueline here, and you know what? I agree with Nick for not wanting to know, because you'll get a big surprise.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. With me, it's just a thing that I just would like to know what baby I'm getting, so at least I can be prepared and buy the correct stuff.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. First, congrats to Nick and Sarah. With our first baby, we didn't want to find out. We wanted it to be a surprise. But with baby number two and baby number three, it was better for us to know. We couldn't take the anxiety and the stress any longer.
No ways. We wanted to wait. Birth is a beautiful thing.
Stacey and Jay Spoon. To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.